Thanks.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at the title, Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. And being still in January of 2022, we are still in the first fruits of the new year. And so we want to make changes that are necessary to our life that will set the precedent and carry us through the next 11 months of this year. Because the Bible says, if the first fruits be holy, the whole lump will be holy. So if we do the right decisions, we can change the course of our life through the rest of this year. I got tired, I'm sure you have too, of making New Year resolutions that after 3 weeks they were gone. And we didn't make the changes we really wanted. And these changes I'm talking are about where the rubber meets the road, really. So I want you to join us today and let's start listening to what God is and what He's telling us to do this year and telling us about the book of our own lives. So let's join together in the service and see where it is that God's taken us, and let's enjoy this new year and be more victorious this year than we have in every previous year of our lives. It's very possible, and if you believe it and you act on it, it will take place. So let's pick up in the service right now.
We're going to look at this book, but I want to look at the cover first. Remember, what's the title of this today? It's called You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. All right. So, what's the cover, Pastor, of my book? I'll tell you what the cover is. The person you project to other people to see who you want to look like or you want to be. That's the cover. I'll say that again. The cover of your life, the book that you've got in between the pages. We're going to look at the pages later on. Okay? Don't worry, we're not going to get personal and that kind of stuff. And even if God showed me something about somebody, I wouldn't bring it in front of anyone. We know better. God, we know God doesn't embarrass people. We know God's not going to have a big screen when you get to heaven showing all your sins. Because that's what I believed. How many of you believe that God was going to show the whole world every dirty thing you ever did? And I thought, then I'd rather just go to hell because they, you know, you'll party there in pain and fear. No, but that's how people get their mindset. I think God's going to, He's out to embarrass you. He's going to really destroy your spirit. And oh my goodness, that's not God. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. Amen. Why would He expose your stuff? He'll reveal it to you and say to you, come on, make the changes. You got the Holy Spirit. Stir Him up and let's get through this thing together. He has my grace to help you and empower you. Amen. So, the thing about this is, what's the cover, Pastor? The cover is what we project to people, is what we want them to see. I've never done that. I'll never do it. What about the time you were on your way to church and you and your spouse were having a major knockdown fight, and as soon as you got to the car park and you saw the ushers and greeters or the door, it was, hi, guys. What happened to that anger and fury that was taking place 10 minutes prior? Hello, or you're home alone. See, if you're home alone, no one's going to see, but you're not alone. You got God there. You got the greater one inside of you, right? And this is the original home alone, which was taken. We were alone, but now God came. Amen. And so, it's what we want people to see. That's the cover. That's what we project. Not necessarily who we are. Amen. and what's actually hidden in the pages of this book of our life. Now, I just want to say this from the get-go as well. We have all, each and every one of us in the room, not one exception, maybe only Pastor Smith and his wife, but everyone else, you're not exempt. We all have secrets and dark things we don't want anybody to know about. Is there anybody here that would show everything in a flash? You know you couldn't. You know you've got issues. You're still facing issues. You've done some things in your life that you're not proud of. Yeah. Now, we don't want to sit there and remind ourselves of our past life, because that is, Paul says, I look forward towards the mark of the high calling. I forget what's behind me. We're not going to look into our filth behind, but we're going to look into what's in those pages of this book right now that can be changed by us before we go into the new year. Come on, this is good for you. Or do you want me just to preach a nice message on how to look pretty? That's easy. Go get Botox. All right. In the book, outside of the chapter, between the covers, in the pages, what's there? There are chapters and there are paragraphs. There are twists and turns. There are victories and losses. There are tears and laughters. There are good things and there are bad things. All telling the story. But there's one who knows your story. And he still loves you. And he still calls you. And he still uses you. And he still protects you. And he's still for you. He knows everything. In fact, he knew everything because he had it in his book before you were even in the earth, before the foundation of the world. Every one of my members and every one of my days was written in his book. So he knows everything about you. He knows every thought you think before you stink it. If you caught that. Right? And yet he loves you. And he's saying, I've got a better way. I've got an easier way. I've got a way out of this. Come boldly in the throne of grace, not of hatred and getcha. That was my old thinking. Come boldly into the throne of grace to obtain mercy and receive grace to help you in your time of need. Well, I'll tell you what, I got done with being impatient of being impatient. And this is a year it's going. I've like got rid of about 30%. Come on. I can now go into a line and wait for my coffee. And even if they're buying for the country, I only get 70% crazy now. Whereas before I used to go 100% nuts. And I talk to my windshield. What are you doing? Get a move on. Take her. Give her the money. Get going. Anyone been there? Hello, brother. You're an honest man. But that's what happens. And you know what? When you pray for something, ooh, watch out what you pray for. Because God doesn't, now he can, and he has done it before. He'll just take it away from someone, like an addiction and impatience. He does it, but that's not generally the way he's going to do it. When you pray for patience, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get opportunities to exercise patience. So when you pray for something, watch what you pray for. Make sure you're ready to handle it when it comes your way. And then when it comes your way, the other day I was going to have a game of golf. My first one of the new year. First game of golf. I wanted to start off good. I'm going to St. James. It's a few miles, 7 miles away. I get on the 95 and I'm going one exit, just one exit. I go on St. Lucie West. I come off Midway, right? But as I'm turning on, I'm a little bit late. As I'm turning on, I realize you forget your phone. Now, none of you ever do that, I know. But if you did it, you know what the feeling is you go through, right? Oh, God, what happens if Jesus comes on a con phone and tell them I'm gone? You haven't got a phone. What happens if I get a flat? If I run out of, and the thoughts come crowding. And I thought, well, it's too late. I'm not going back. I get on the 95. They're waiting for me. And I'm jolly on my way and I'm praising God. And I get, it says 1 mile. No, 1.5 miles to the next exit, Midway. And I'm smiling. I've just overtaken a truck. And all of a sudden, I see lights in front of me. I mean, lights. 3 lanes of red lights. Boom. I go, okay, pull over, stop. Stop dead. Stop dead, no move. Not even a wheel roll. I haven't got a phone to phone and tell these guys. I've prayed for patience. You've got a sense of humor, don't you? God's got a sense of humor. You'll get patience while he's laughing at you getting it because he loves you. I think we really entertain God. I really do. I think God sits and says, Jesus, check him out. I really think God's entertained by us. I mean, I know I am. My wife this morning, I've got to just say this. When I went, I got up at 5. She slept a bit later. And I went in the room to get something. And all, she was fast asleep. All I heard was, oh, no. Oh, no. And I started to laugh because I thought, she thought it must be time for her to get up. She's, oh, no. And I thought of a movie where that sounded familiar while I was showing. And I started to laugh. I couldn't get this out of my head. And it was the Kung Fu Panda. Where the tiger, he gets whipped and the wishy finger, if you saw it. Just before he says, oh, no. Whoosh. And I thought, so that was funny. It's a side note. So I'm on the 95. You didn't want to wake up at 5. I'm on the 95, 1.5 miles to go, and the traffic's dead still. So now it starts rolling slowly. I mean slowly. I'm sitting in that traffic for half an hour. Half an hour to just come off the exit, which was a mile and a half away. I'm sitting there for half an hour with no phone. Hello. You'd all handle it with ease. I know you just sit there, yay, praise Jesus. I love you, Lord. Open your windows, let them hear you. Let me witness to you guys. I didn't think any of that. And that concerns me. Because when I stub my toe nowadays, I don't cuss anymore. I say, Jesus, help me. Thank you. Amen. So I need that to be throughout my life. So I'm waiting there and I'm thinking there must be a major accident. And eventually I get towards it. People are coming past on the grass now. Have you ever seen that? I'm thinking, shall I do it? I thought, no, you're a pastor. You don't do that. Stay with the law. I tried to go over just to check what was going on. And I got right back. And I prayed for patience. No phone. Half an hour to the... Now I come to the end and I'm seeing some flashing lights. I think, okay, they're clearing it up. Let's go. What it was all three lanes had to come off midway. So they just got yellow cones there, no warning, nothing. Two guys standing over there talking and the clearest of roads behind them. Nothing. No accident, no cars, no work being done, just clear behind them. And I said, Lord... I was like the sons of Sceva there right there. Shall I call down fire? And God said, you don't know the spirit you're of. Often, so they're all coming across into this lane. So I get to the course. Listen to this now. Let me tell you something. I've said this to people before. I get to the course. They've gone. I run. I get my stuff. I've paid. I get on the cart. I've got to go. I got stuck. And the guy who's taking his time to give me the key to get the thing moving and the whole deal, he says to me, well, you know what my wife says? I thought, oh, God, I'm going to listen to this now. I'm late. He said, my wife says, thank God for the fact that you didn't go through because something bad was probably going to happen in your life. I thought, oh, Jesus, now you're speaking to me through the girls you're killing in my clubs. I looked at him. I said, yeah, your wife speaks words of wisdom. I needed to hear that. God just showed me right there. I'm taking care of you. I'm in this. And you prayed for patience.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthington Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program, Verse by Verse, on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m.